All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, we've got a big card going at PFC 13, and that is happening on March 8th. It's going down at Rebel in Toronto, and we've got a lightweight tilt between Zachary Powell and Adam DeFreitas, and I have Adam on the show today. How's it going there, man?
It's going well, man. It's going well. Actually, on my way to wrestling practice right now.
Nice. Who are the regular people you're, you know, getting in that work with ahead of this one? And, like, what does a regular day look like as far as, like, you know, divvying up the training time? Like, do you have a defined time for, like, wrestling practice and then, like, say, a defined time for Muay Thai? Like, is it kind of compartmentalized like that?
Oh, I do a large portion of my training at Parabellum. That's my home gym. So every day they have pro sessions. So Thursday is one of the harder days. It's wrestling, and we got the best guys in the country, I believe, there, man. We got Scott Hudson, Jesse Ronson, Kyle Nelson, you name it, they're all there, man. So it's a killer.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of elite dudes there, for sure. And some of those guys also preparing for some cards coming up, too. Like you mentioned, you know, Jesse Ronson, he's, you know, slated to be on that upcoming Kitchener card. So how is it to be, you know, in a room with guys who are also, as much as it's an individual sport, like everybody's kind of vying for, like, the same goal? I imagine it's a great vibe in the training room.
Yeah, man, there's not many places that can do it as well as Parabellum in terms of having all these alpha males, these killers, all in the same room with each other and all working for the same goal and helping each other out. You know, it's a lot of killers in there. So if you can make it for a couple minutes in that room, you feel pretty confident any fight you're going into, that's for sure.
I'd imagine so, and I imagine you're confident heading into this one here, and you've got a great opponent in Zachary Powell. I'm curious, though, how much you've, you know, checked out tape on your opponent. Is that something you avidly do, or is it kind of just like, focus on your own efforts and then you can sort of fluidly express yourself on fight night?
I mean, I'd lie if I said I don't check them out a bit. Like, I always look at little footage. Like, I know Zachary Powell's a killer. He's a good ground guy. I haven't seen that much footage, but I am very aware of his skill set. But in terms of prepping, I kind of stick to my game plan, my game. So it's more just making my skill set shine as opposed to dealing with his skill set. So,
yeah, for sure. And like you said, great submission skills. He's got a couple of the first round finishes there. But yeah, you definitely have to, you know, get out there and, you know, focus on your own skills. But I'm also noticing you're, you know, fighting out of the Mississauga area. And I'm, you know, to that point, I'm curious what your thoughts are on getting to, you know, compete in Toronto. It's not all that often, unfortunately, that like regional shows come through, but PFC, you know, really picking up traction and putting on a great show at a great venue. So what are your thoughts on all of that?
I fought for PFC in June, and they treat me like gold, man. They do a great job. Their shows are phenomenal. It's extra special that I get to fight in Toronto. I think it's going to be a packed event. Other than that, everyone kind of knows the state Ontario's been in for MMA, so any quality event like this is just a huge thing for all the fighters here, because we do have the best fighters in the country, and it's a shame that we always got to travel outside of the province to get her done. So really, really glad with what PFC is doing right now. So
yeah, some great promotions out there on the scene trying to pick things up for Ontario, and PFC very much with that. But you definitely mentioned that PFC 10 victory you had there, the second round rear naked choke over Chris Allard, and then also going 1-0 as a pro. So just, you know, all factors considered, like, what are your thoughts on all of that? Because it seems like it was a, you know, pretty stellar night for you.
Yeah, it was a long road to get there, man. I've been trying for 2 years to get a pro fight in. Five or six opponents, all of them not showing up, backing out on 2 weeks' notice or showing up. I had one opponent show up 17 pounds overweight. Commission wouldn't allow the fight to go through. So it was nice that I got a nice top opponent, Chris Allard, to show up, and I think he was the perfect fight for me to come into. You know, not an easy fight. I got to show some grit, and still got to show off that I'm a submission guy and catch a submission. So it worked out very well.
Yeah, I know. Definitely has worked out, man. And also, I noticed that you have a new addition to the family there. I saw on your Instagram the picture of, you know, Logan there. So, I mean, congratulations, first off. But also, I'm curious, like, how that, like, reshapes your, I guess, perceptions and just, like, efforts as being a fighter. Because I imagine there's a ton of inspiration that would come from something like that.
Yeah, he's my beautiful little boy, man. No, I do this because I love it. I've got a great job. You know, I work in law enforcement as a regular officer. I'm also a tactical unit officer. So I have a very good job. You know, I've got a beautiful son. I do this MMA thing because I love it, man. I'm good with that warrior spirit, and I love this sport. So, and it shows. I'm doing night duty with the baby every night. I'm working 84 hours a week, and I'm still getting in the gym every day and getting her done with high-level pros. So, all in all, it's just lighting a little bit more of a fire under my butt, but it's going to be the same Adam when I'm going in there on the 8th.
That's awesome to hear, man. And you mentioned the work with Canadian law enforcement there as part of the tactical unit. I think that's really cool. Like, you've got that multi-varied program there with the urban weapons management 1 and 2, and just seems like a very, you know, comprehensive program, all things considered. So how cool is that to have like this comprehensive sort of program that you've like mapped out for all of that? Because it seems like it really, you know, covers all bases for different officers and stuff like that.
Oh, I do. I'm a huge Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu buff, and I love how applicable Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is to all forms of law enforcement. So MMA is a big passion of my life, but another passion is bringing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu into law enforcement tactics, bring it into handcuffing, bring it into just making sure officers are safe. So the more officers and all types of law enforcement that I can get to jump on the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu bandwagon, that is a big passion in my life as well.
Yeah, for sure. And it seems like the tattoos are a pretty big passion, too. I noticed you had a pretty cool tattoo, the boar crocodile, as it's known. Are you looking to be getting some new ink in the future there? Like, are there any kind of like plans for that in the near future?
Oh, man, these tattoos are addictive. Can't stop myself. Yeah, I'm a bit of a dinosaur buff. I'm a Punisher buff. I love it all, man. But there is no end in sight for all the tattoos I'll be getting. It's just, they ain't cheap either, so you gotta slow down a bit here and there, but definitely I got some plan for next month, so.
No, that's cool, man. And I also wanted to ask about this a bit, too, because this seemed really cool. I noticed you had a fundraising seminar a little while ago whereby you were able to raise roughly $8,000 to help out people who are affected by cancer. So I'm very curious about that. Could you talk about that a little bit more?
Absolutely. All the money was actually going to one specific officer. She's a phenomenal officer that I work with. Young, has a beautiful child, and got diagnosed with breast cancer pretty aggressive. So she's off work right now. She's going to be off work for a while she battles this. So one thing you can say about officers is we stay solid for each other. We like to back each other up. And the first thing I can think of is, what skill set do I have that I can bring to the table to bring some money and put it in her pockets while she's fighting this? So a fundraising seminar teaching jiu-jitsu combatives was it. It was super successful. I got help with a lot of the media from Warren. I can't explain how phenomenal it was and how above and beyond it went. You know, we expected $2,000 and we got $8,000. So I'm very proud of everyone who took part in that, donated and shared the social media stuff. So it was a huge success.
Yeah, for sure. Some amazing people coming together for an amazing cause. I'm glad that was able to, you know, come off as it did and, you know, be able to help someone out who's in a very tough spot. So that's cool to hear, man.
Appreciate that. Yeah, she's a great officer, and I know the people I work with, the officers and all other types of law enforcement, they do the same for me, so it's a small thing I can do to help her out. So
no, definitely a good, helpful attitude to have, man. But, you know, when preparing for fights, as you well know, you need different things to help you along with that process. But it seems like on the supplement end of things, Perfect Sports Nutrition has been helping out with that. When did that sort of sponsorship get going on there, and what benefits have you seen from the sponsorship, too?
Bruce at Perfect Sports has been amazing. You know, they're always in contact with me. They're always trying to do social media stuff for me. Their supplements are top quality. Protein's amazing. They contacted me right around the time I originally signed with TKO, before that all fell through. But there's nothing I can say about them that isn't amazing. One of my best sponsors, and they continue to be one. So hugely thankful to them. You know how much these training camps are a toll on the body, so it's nice to have high quality supplements to keep my body functioning while I go to wrestling practice today, you know. So
yeah, and to that point, are there any other like recuperative measures you take? Like, do you do any of like the CBD kind of stuff, or you know, any of like the cryotherapy? Like, is there anything of that sort?
Yeah, I do. I take CBD. I actually just got a sponsor, Alleviate, for CBD oils. I'm a big, that's a big component of just my total health and well-being. I got diagnosed with Crohn's last year, so it's been a battle trying to still compete as a professional with that. But with CBD oil and taking the extra precautions in my diet and stuff like that, I've never felt better, so...
Well, sorry to hear about the situation, but it seems like you're making the most of it, man. But I was also kind of curious about the nickname here. I'm kind of wondering where the nickname Clooney comes from. Is there a certain backstory to that?
Nicknames. Well, one of the rules I know most of the gyms I've been is you don't get to pick your nickname.
Yeah.
Nickname was given to me. It was an old security job nickname that I had, and it kind of popped up while I went. I was competing in a Muay Thai fight in Michigan, and we did a road trip with the whole fight team, and it was always a joke that I was just a pretty boy, and one of the guys called me Clooney, and it stuck, and it never went away. So I got I know I'm getting a little older, but I guess George Clooney isn't that young himself anymore, so maybe the nickname will stick. But yeah, that's the whole background to it.
No, I love that, the man who stares at goats. I mean, it's a pretty good comparison, I suppose.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, it kind of grew on me. I wasn't a fan of it at first, but, you know, like I said, you don't get to pick your nickname, you know, or else everyone would have the most badass, you know, Skulls and Dragons nicknames out there, right? So I'm going to own it. I'm going to take it. And I guess Cody's going to be the nickname for time to come, so.
No, I think it's fun, man. And we've been, you know, talking about the work you get in at Parabellum, and you got that, you know, hard wrestling practice going later. So I got to ask, because usually when I have fighters on, I ask if there's like particular music they gravitate towards when they're like training and going through some hard processes like that. Are there any, you know, genres or particular artists that you gravitate towards when you get the aux cord at Parabellum?
Man, I'm all over the map with music. All depends on what I'm doing. Lately, this fight, Kevin, has been a lot of Motown, man.
Oh, nice.
You know, a lot of Stevie Wonder, Supremes, like you name them, like all that old school Motown stuff. But I'm not against throwing on some country or some hard rock either. So I'm all over the map, man. But Motown's been the go-to lately.
That's awesome. That's a great way to be, man. But you also have been great with your time, and I want to be mindful of that. I'm kind of curious if there's anything you want to add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up, though.
No, I appreciate what you do. Like I said, MMA's kind of, I feel like there's a bit of a resurgence going on in Ontario. We've always had the best fighters, but it looks like now we've got one or two organizations that are making it happen, and then all you guys that are doing the MMA media and making us athletes have a chance to stand out. I'm really thankful for it, so I'm pretty thankful for your time.
Oh, I appreciate you saying that, man. I'm just, you know, engaging in a sport that I really like, so happy to do any kind of, you know, small part that I can. But this is definitely going to be no small time event. We got PFC 13. It's at Rebel in Toronto. People can check that out on March 8th. And while they're there, they've got a main card tilt to look forward to, a lightweight bout between Zachary Powell and Adam DeFreitas. Again, really appreciate all the time and insights, man. And, you know, best of luck with the rest of your day and the remainder of your preparations heading into this fight here.
Appreciate it, bro.